Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Each year, American farmers and ranchers leaders join their counterparts from AFR's sister organizations of the National Farmers Union from across the country to participate in a legislative fly-in to Washington, D.C. Speaking with our nation's policy leaders about issues important to the agriculture industry and rural America. Scott Blubaugh, president of AFR, is in D.C. this week for that annual meeting. He spoke with us over the phone about the progress that's been made so far in those talks. According to Blubaugh, the initial briefing with United States Department of Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Ted McKinney yesterday morning was less than positive than he and the delegation from Oklahoma had hoped, painting a rather bleak picture about the current trade front.
We didn't hear great news when we talked over at USDA on the trade front. It looks like if this is going to be a prolonged trade war. Doesn't look like anything's on the horizon to end it. And quite frankly, I don't think they know what to do over there. So in the meantime, they're just putting out these Band-Aids, these MFP payments as Band-Aids that temporarily help a little bit, but no one is addressing the real problem here.
Blubaugh asserts that congressional leaders need to work with the administration to either quickly resolve the trade war and reopen those markets now closed to the U.S., especially China, or reopen the farm bill to add some sort of supply management system to help mitigate the economic pressures stemming from the current oversupply of grain that continues to weaken domestic agricultural markets.
The message that we're taking up here is that times are really tough in agriculture. Our income is down 50% in the last 3 years on most all commodities. And that's our net farm income. And we are at a level of income now that is causing a lot of financial stress out in the country. We're having lots of folks having trouble renewing operating loans and getting the credit they need to operate with. We're seeing lots of folks that are unable to make a payment. When the farmer doesn't do well, none of the other agribusinesses can do well. And so we're up here telling that message and telling Congress that we need relief.
Again, that's Scott Blubaugh, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers. You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, one of the great traditions for Superior Livestock is their annual Labor Day sale. It's Labor Day 35, the 11th and 12th of September this year. Broadcast live from Fort Worth on SLA TV, that's Dish Network, satellite channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both the 11th and the 12th at 8 a.m. Central Time. 81,300 head to be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2017.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.